Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Warm air spreading over Alaska is making for icy conditions from south central all the way up into the interior. Freezing rain advisories are in effect for numerous areas, including Fairbanks, where National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Metzger says only minor icing is expected.
Warmer air that's moving in aloft from the south allowed for an above freezing layer, and so it allows precipitation to melt and fall as rain. We're expecting a very, light glaze of ice on the roads.
While precipitation is forecast to be light in the Fairbanks area, significant snow is expected to the west, north, and south, including along the eastern Alaska Range, where a winter storm warning is in effect. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is still working to have a recycling center set up by July 1st, but the municipality has seen several setbacks. The latest is trying to attract a manager to run the facility. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, borough administrators hope adjusting the requirements will help fill the job.
The road to a centralized borough recycling center has not been smooth. First, borough chiefs had hoped to purchase a building to house the operation, but money wasn't there. They tried to attract a recycling group to run the operation, only to see none step forward. And while the borough overcame those setbacks, as Assemblymember John Davies told his colleagues last week, another bump has presented itself.
We have now offered the position for recycling manager out twice now and not found anybody qualified.
Davies serves as assembly liaison to the Recycling Commission. Carl Minetti chairs that commission, and he says he knows several people who were interested in the job but couldn't meet all the requirements.
So, their requirements went from having a Bachelor of Science in Environmental Engineering to running a forklift.
Borough Chief of Staff Jim Williams agrees it's been challenging getting a recycling manager. He says this weekend he adjusted the requirements to consider a wider set of skills, but he underscores the borough won't relax on the job standards. He has it out to HR for review and hopes to see the new announcement advertised in about 10 days. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
Under a proposed state income tax bill, Alaskans would have a choice when they apply for their annual permanent fund dividend, whether or not to set aside money to pay the tax. APRN reports that employers would deduct state income tax payments from workers' paychecks, but if workers prefer to pay with PFDs, they could ask their employers to deduct less money each pay period. Alaskans who pay income taxes to other states would receive a credit to reduce their Alaska taxes. Some Minority Caucus Republicans expressed displeasure with the bill's details in a Senate Finance Committee meeting yesterday. Bill supporters say it would bring stability to the state's budget and economy. The House Finance Committee will hold more hearings on the bill this week. I'm Dan Bross.